The following announcement has been paid for by Nerds Watching Wrestling and All Tied Up Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is the Nerds Watching Wrestling Podcast.
Where it is still justice for Giovanni Vinci.
No, it's justice for Toxic Attraction. I'm going back on it. I want it back.
All right. So I will agree. Hold
but
on.
Like,
Real quick.
Like, check it, y'all. We were watching Southern Wrestling Scouts with DJ Pierce, the undeniable Quan. Like, Undisputed Tag Team Champions, Ignorance Incorporated. All right, boom.
We was
with our people watching wrestling yesterday, just watching some good old wrestling. And y'all remember, like, when Mandy Rose, Gigi Dolan, and Jesse Jane had the thing when they were the attraction of NXT. They ruined everything. Like, because how y'all going to have a whole meeting talk about dress sexy and junk, and then y'all got Primo sexy on the TV and then fire it because it's sexy on the outside too. Like, bro, I miss Toxic Attraction more and more every day.
Every day. Each and every day. The sexiest woman on the planet Earth, Mandy Rose. We love you.
Like I said, they could throw a toxic, they could play that music Tuesday on NXT and I would erase the last year out of my mind. And it's like, oh my God, Toxic Attraction back from injury. All three of them had separated shoulder blades or something. But so good to see JC Jane, Gigi Dolan, and Mandy Rose back.
Yeah. Like, whatever story. Like, oh my God, they're back. Yay. All right.
Cool. Like, okay, cool.
Whatever happened, happened.
Like they're back. Like, yay.
God.
I'm like, we'll burn all the tapes.
All of them. It don't even matter.
All right, now that we got the little tangent out the way, what's up, Quan?
Like, yeah, what's up, folks? We here and whatnot.
Like, week after WrestleMania, like, yeah, like.
It's been a week after WrestleMania, that's for sure.
Like, it's not even on WWE part. We're gonna get into all that as we have a review of the Raw and SmackDowns after Mania, as well as AEW Dynamite Collision and Battle of the Belts. We'll get into all the AEW juicy bits when we get to the Dynamite review. Because obviously, y'all want to talk about it. Like, y'all want to hear about it.
Look at us. We just talked about it. We don't got to talk about it no more on this whole pod. I'm so proud of you for getting it out of the way early. That's what I like about this podcast. We are efficient.
But before we dive into all that, we are going to give a couple of congratulations out to some new champions.
We're back on it every time we have a pod. There is a new champion.
Like, we don't miss around here.
We pick the streak back up, folks.
Like, yes, like, we back on it. Firstly, new IWGP World Champion AEW's John Moxley.
John. Yeah, that guy.
Defeated Tetsuya Naito at the New Japan Strong Show over the weekend.
In Windy City, right?
Obviously, yes, making John Moxley now the first man to hold WWE, AEW, and New Japan's top prizes.
Put some spec on it.
So congratulations to Mr. Moxley. Also, down in NXT, though we're not doing a full NXT review, quick highlights from the show. After essentially just going backstage and crying, after Stand and Deliver, Axiom and Nathan Frazer were granted a televised rematch.
That's all they did. We saw the footage. They just went back there. Ava, we can do it. Just give us one more chance. I promise we got it. Like, just do one more. Just one. And then Ava said, I mean, okay, sure, probably, whatever. I guess. Here
basically,
you go. And, like, I ain't about it. Ain't about it at all, bro. Like, Wolf Dog's on top. That's all I got to say. But, like, this. Here we are.
They got a televised rematch for the NXT Tag Team Championships after failing at Stand and Deliver, and came out on top this time. Axiom and Nathan Frazer are now the NXT Tag Team Champions. Yeah. They were then immediately laid out by the Final Testament.
They were then immediately laid out by returning to NXT Final Testament.
AOP, Karrion Kross, Scarlett.
And Paul Arrow.
Also returning to NXT, involving himself in the North American title picture, Ivar of the Viking Raiders.
I mean,
came out looking like a dad.
I'm pretty much Ivar. Like that of the Viking Raiders been real quiet lately. So like Ivar came back to NXT.
Ivar came back to NXT. Like straight dad, especially when he did that cartwheel. Like, all right, daddy cartwheel.
So that means Valhalla's just gone. Michael Cole and them antlers like never again. He ain't gonna Michael Cole ain't gonna never see them antlers ever again. That's crazy.
Is Valhalla married to the injured one or to Ivar? Okay.
So wow. What's his name?
Eric.
Okay. Like why couldn't he get that before when he was the injured one? Because
honestly, I had to think about it when I said the injured one. As soon as I said the injured one, I started thinking about his name. Because I'm finna call him Hansen because like I miss War Machine.
You don't respect these people for real.
WWE don't respect these people. Why is War Machine the Viking Raiders? Answer me that.
I mean, they were the Viking Experience.
Why do we have to be the Viking Anthony? Why we just can't be War Raiders or War Machine?
Because like you told me, Hansen and Rowe. You told me a long, long time ago, we got to put our name on you so we can make our money off you.
But they ain't making no money as the Viking Raiders. You bought their shirt.
I mean, ain't no
do they have a shirt?
It's probably just
Nerds Watching Wrestling. Do the Viking Raiders have merch?
Probably just a big old shirt to say Raid.
But and like, I don't want that.
Okay, then.
Dirty Shield.
Okay, like, so why it's not working? Because you don't want it. Like,
because why are y'all? Anyway, like, but yeah, he challenged Big Obafemi in NXT.
I mean, he didn't necessarily challenge him. He said he wanted to, and then he did a cartwheel. Then he did a springboard elbow. I mean, like, he got up with a springboard elbow.
I mean, because like Ivar Rowe, whatever you call him. He does, like, he is one of these big mans that does this cruiserweight stuff for whatever reason.
That he does.
Also this week, we're on another streak because this is a third consecutive week of Natalya.
And that lasted longer than her relevance, so like.
Like, she had a title match.
Okay.
Like, she lost, but she had a title match. But good on you, Natalya. Like, she might just get drafted to NXT.
Ain't she the bloat or whatever? Like,
the bloat?
that
was rude.
I thought that's what she's called. My bad. I could be wrong.
I was like, but yeah, like, so shout outs to the main roster people who've been demoted to NXT, and shouts out to Bron Breakker, who after the NXT episode went off, they let him come out with Baron Corbin to say his thank yous and stuff to NXT, because as we all know, Bron Breakker was signed to SmackDown after taking Brock Lesnar's place in the Royal Rumble earlier this year.
Was signed and was still an NXT Tag Team Champion for a while.
No, was signed, then became NXT Tag Team Champion.
Like, just out here doing that.
Like, so, thank you, Mr. Breakker, former NXT Champion, former two-time NXT Champion.
Did.
NXT Tag Team Champion.
Of the world, Craig.
But yeah, what does that leave Corbin? Does Corbin stay in NXT? Does Corbin come back up? Like, what did it do for him?
Yes, I Corbin are gonna stay in NXT because like not for nothing. Me as Baron Corbin, y'all gave me a title, so like not saying NXT is a separate offshoot brand, but I mean it kind of is. Like NXT gave me a title. Like
the main roster gave you a title. You're a former United States champion.
Yeah, but the main roster also took my finisher. Like the main roster did. Main roster made him do that at WrestleMania.
At WrestleMania.
And I've gone on record.
They had a match at WrestleMania.
I've gone on record saying that's all I wanted. If y'all never give me another belt, just let this here finisher be protected. Jonathan Philip Anthony Cena told me those exact words. Never let them take your finisher.
And Drew McIntyre took it.
And now look at him. He don't even like these people no more.
That's because Drew McIntyre crybaby. Like,
it's neither here nor there.
But since we're talking about Drew McIntyre, I mean, we might as well talk about
we
Monday Night
Raw.
We gotta
slide on over into Monday Night.
And it is the wrong show.
I mean, are you not ready to talk about Raw?
Not really, because this was the most drawn out. First of all, these were the most drawn out 45 minutes to a Raw after Mania ever.
And y'all got that commercial free.
Got that commercial free.
You thought commercial free meant you were finna get wrestling.
Like, I was just sat up in my room watching this for 45 uncomfortable minutes. Like, I'm gonna keep it a stack. I was uncomfortable. This was boring. Like, okay, so let's break it down. So first of all, Triple H opens up the show. Ooh. Welcome to my era.
Okay.
You know, whatever.
I mean, it's the Logan Paulovic era, but we'll get to that later.
Thanks to fans for once again being the largest gate of yada yada yada. Y'all bought tickets.
I would have once again, I'm good. I'm so good on talking numbers. Let's talk these wrestling matches.
I'm saying anyway, he then brings out the new undisputed WWE champion. I guess we're done with the Universal.
Yeah.
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
Yep.
Like, then, you know, they play a cute little video package that the people made for them, except, you know, they ain't had no Titantron, so, you know, they had to watch on the television screen.
Hey, I ain't got nothing to do for y'all. I'm going to wheel this little TV in real quick. Play the Martin Luther King experience. Let y'all have it. Just let y'all have at it after that, baby. All right.
Ooh, I can't say that on this show. I've been dropping them good times.
I'm the one that dances these lines.
But anyway, Cody Rhodes tells us that he did this for us. He did this for his daughter. He did this for his family. And how he has now gone from undesirable to undeniable to now undisputed.
And then Adam Cole super kicked him, and UE rejoined at that exact moment, since that's what he wanted so bad. Y'all get a hold of some pop words.
In the middle of his speech, he is interrupted
by the Judgment Day, because we're going right back to...
We done
with Judgment Day interrupting. Yes. Okay, well, it's going to happen again for the month out.
But he's interrupted by The Rock, and, like, for 30 minutes, he attempts... That's the best way I can put it. Like, Cody's promo itself with this video package was 10, 15 minutes tops. The other 30 minutes of this 45-minute promo was The Rock attempting to give Cody his flowers. Because I don't know if he ever actually did, because on top of the people not letting The Rock talk, The Rock didn't say nothing.
Because I'm still a heel, but I'm here trying to play the nothing. Face. Because I'm the heel, but now I am trying to play the face.
And then came the most awkward part of the segment, where Cody Rhodes and The Rock become 5 years old again. I like your belt. I like your belt, too. I never held that belt. I never held the People's Championship.
Want a Tway? I turned the TV off. If I was watching, I would have turned the TV off.
Can I hold that belt?
If I was watching, the
crowd was dead on. This is awkward.
If I was watching, like, I would have turned the TV off.
You know what? This feels nice. Yeah, I bet it does. Give my belt back. Here you go. Okay, thank
you. Can you shut the full frontal?
That's what this mess was, and
we are done talking about it. We're not spending longer than 15 talking about what they spent 45 doing. I'm so sorry.
The Rock gives Cody something, says, "Don't break my heart."
That little grandma send off. When you tried to hide your money from your mama. Like, here, baby, buy yourself something nice. Like, balled up his hand and all that. Like
says that their story has just begun. Like, cause he is the final boss.
Can it be over?
Like Cody says, you might be the final boss and the boss, but I am your champion. And then, you know, walk off. And finally, after 50 blood-curdling minutes of that.
It felt like 50. It was only 45. Like, there was y'all's commercial-free hour, by the way. I like, hope y'all enjoyed that.
Because for the rest of your commercial-free hour, we got this three-minute match between Shinsuke Nakamura and main roster debuting NXT champion Ilya Dragunov.
Doom, doom, doom.
Like, boom, 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 boom. First of all, boom, yes.
I mean, yeah.
But second of all, because this thing was 45 minutes, 3 minutes was the best I got from Nakamura and Dragunov.
Yeah, because we
absolutely not.
We dragged out me, The Rock, and me, Cody, talked for 45.
Like, but I'm offended.
So should they?
Because boy,
they should be.
Ain't no way y'all just gave me Nakamura and Dragunov on the Raw after Mania, and I only get 3 minutes, which immediately ends with an H-Bot and Torpedo Moscow. Like, bro, so like, yeah, Ilya Dragunov won his debut. Congratulations.
Oh my god.
Next, the Judgment Day come out to celebrate Rhea Ripley retaining her women's world title in the opener of WrestleMania 40. Good job, money.
She did that.
And then they welcome the new World Heavyweight Champion. No more Senor Money in the Bank. Hello, Senor
World Bisexual Champ. Undertaker. Oh, that's not what you were going.
Senor
Bisexual World Undertaker, World and I said Champion.
World Champion.
Oh, I thought you were
That is our World Champion.
He is also
Damian. Damian.
He is also the Bisexual Undertaker. Like, because that, like, we didn't do that. The internet did that minutes after he won his match. This is not our brainchild, folks. This is the product of you all.
Y'all did start trending Bisexual Undertaker when that man cashed in Money in the Bank.
Minutes after when, like, nobody said that. Like, not a WWE contracted superstar used that as an insult against that man. Y'all put that on the webs.
Damian.
And now he says that about him.
Like, that's how Damian Priest be coming out with these fresh anchors every time he get on a PLE.
I mean, you don't show out for the PLE? Bum. Like, but yeah, do it right.
Rhea Ripley, Women's World Champion, Damian Priest, World Champion, all rise for the Judgment Day.
I mean, it's 5 minutes.
Insert R-Truth. Insert R-Truth with his Raw Tag Team Champion. That was the shot of the night right there, because that was gold.
Wholesome.
Like, honestly. So wholesome. Like, Priest immediately, we are not doing this again. R-Truth says, like, I brought the tag titles back to Judgment Day. Y'all should be happy. And then he immediately tries to get Miz in Judgment Day, to which Miz says, nah, I don't want to be in this. And then three-on-three tag team matches made between the Judgment Day and R-Truth, Miz, and the man you cannot see, meaning this match absolutely started off as a handicap match. And, like, I thought it was going to stay a handicap match. Until out of the actual MF in blue, Jonathan Felix Anthony Cena.
I mean,
R-Truth's childhood hero.
Childhood hero.
Like, once again, the storytelling with R-Truth, whether you hate it or love it, I know you hate it, but like I told you, it's so many layers to this R-Truth character and story. The fact that he got the team with his childhood hero after winning the tag titles at WrestleMania. If you don't like it, you're a hater. I'm just going to put it out there. But yes, John Cena came back at the Raw after Mania to team with Awesome Truth to defeat the Finn Balor, Dominic, and JD McDonagh combination of Judgment Day, because, you know, world champions don't fight on Raw after Mania. Like, y'all are ugly.
Honestly, like, we don't do that. It sounds a little bummy for y'all.
Like, sorry. After the loss, Rhea sends Dom to go get checked out by medical. And, you know, possibly get a match one-on-one with the Miz or R-Truth, where Rhea is then assaulted by a chair thrown at her by Liv Morgan.
I mean, because
Liv Morgan revenge tore back on.
Run up, get done up. Like, I mean, she didn't run up, like, at all. She did not run at her at all. But, like, Liv still got some Anna, apparently. Like, I didn't beat you a while back. But it's okay. It's okay.
Then,
okay.
In the furtherment of Candice LeRae's whatever this is, Indy Hartwell took on new NXT Women's Champion Roxanne Perez.
Former NXT Women's Champion taking on the current. Like
Roxanne Perez making her official main roster debut after, you know, being like three Royal Rumbles.
Like three of them.
But like Roxanne Perez making her official in-ring debut. Candice tried to, you know, heal. Indy wasn't feeling it. So, you know, Pop Rocks 1, 2, 3. I'm like,
hey, looks like you don't like winning matches. So I'm going to just do that real quick.
Like Roxanne Perez, he'll turn his success while Candice LeRae is like weeping in a mirror.
Like punch out there punching the L, baby. Like, real mad.
Sami Zayn is now out here to celebrate the fact that he defeated the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time, Gunther, ending his reign at 666 days at WrestleMania. Imperium come out, basically call him ugly.
He just came out and said, hey, bro,
Imperium,
hey, bro.
Basically like, hey, somebody bro. Like you beat Gunther, boy, Hobo. You look like Shabba, dude.
Like, you look like Hobo the Musical, bro. Like,
like, I wish we could tell y'all something else. Imperium, like, Fabian Eichner, what's his real? Ludwig Kaiser. Fabian Eichner is Vinci, my bad. Marcel Bartel is
out here doxing Ludwig these folks, Kaiser. Baby. Like,
Ludwig Kaiser basically just came out there and called Sami Zayn ugly for 3 minutes. Chad Gable came out and said he ain't that ugly tattoo matching. They did that after Sami Zayn gave Chad Gable the winning tag. Sami joked that, you know, favor repay, like what you want. In reality, Sami knows that Chad Gable wants a title match. And Sami,
title, baby.
Sami will defend the Intercontinental Championship against Chad Gable next week. And Montreal, this heel turn finna bang when Chad Gable become y'all new IC this champion. This
heel turn finna bang. About to break his heart.
About to give y'all that Daniel Bryan treatment, baby. About to kick him in the snanberries and take his title in front of his people. Ooh, Alpha Academy, thank you. Like, all that. Like, I got the belt. Yeah. Y'all wanted me to have the belt, I got the belt. Like, forget Sami.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Like, should have been me.
Should have been me.
Chelsea Green is backstage upset that she doesn't have a match.
Speaking of it, should have been me. Like, Chelsea, that's just Chelsea motto about everything. Like.
So, Adam Pearce gives her a match against Jay Cargill.
Against The Undertaker. Holla, holla, player, player.
No.
Okay.
No.
It was worth a shot.
It wasn't.
It's essentially the same thing. It's essentially the same thing.
Jay Cargill and Teddy Long?
Adam Pearce and Teddy Long, Jay Cargill, a la Undertaker. You want a match so bad, you can get the Undertaker, holla, holla, player, player, do his little dance. It's a proud boy. But,
Jay Cargill beat Chelsea Green.
Obviously.
Because who was Chelsea Green?
If you thought any different, it's your first day watching wrestling. But, like.
And then, in the main event, we have a fatal four-way to determine the number one contender for Damian Priest's World Heavyweight Championship. As Drew McIntyre takes on Ricochet, Bronson Reed, and Jey Uso. Obviously, pre-match, Drew McIntyre had to let y'all know that Damian Priest is a fluke, CM Punk is trash, and that all y'all distracted me and took my title. And, like, Damian Priest, you are a glorified transitional champion, CM Punk, your mama, and whatever.
pretty much, like, this, yes. Like, hey, Seth Rollins, me and you had our match. We cool. We bout it. CM Punk, you still ugly. Damian Priest, gay. And, like, just ended his rant. That was the end of the rant, bro. Like, told Damian and CM Punk is on site when he see him, and honestly, he probably right, because, like, Glasgow Kids can come out of nowhere.
Like I said, but yeah, like, pretty good. Fatal 4-way match could have went either way, but it belonged to main event Jey Uso as he took advantage of a CM Punk distraction because Drew McIntyre, like, loved taking his eye off the ball.
So I didn't take my eye off the ball. CM Punk quite literally grabbed my leg as I was across the corner trying to get ready for a Claymore. Like, I was on the corner.
I mean, counting. Have a finisher in the middle of the ring instead of on the corner. Like, oh my God.
Y'all kick out of it.
Like, you see me, like, I see CM Punk put y'all on my shoulders and drop my knee to your nose, like.
Y'all kick out of the future shot because what's the last dub we got?
I mean, if you put more attention to that future shot than you did that little Claymore kick from the corner, maybe we wouldn't kick out of it.
I mean, the boot got boot on it, like, dropping on your. Every wrestler everywhere has been dropped on their head and kicked out of everything. However,
make yours more effective. Because there's people still out here. There's still people out here winning with DDTs. Maybe you need to make yours more effective.
However, one sick kick
is gonna could be blocked by me grabbing your ankle. Like, oh my God.
I mean, you're right, but still.
But yeah. Jey Uso hit the splash to go on to France and Backlash. Like, yeah, Backlash gonna be in France. Like, that means we gotta wake up at a weird time to watch it.
No.
like France, this I'm gonna give it like 9 o'clock.
I don't have to wake up at a weird time. I can watch it whenever, baby. Like, I didn't wake up to watch the chamber. Like, I was asleep.
Definitely woke up to watch Chamber.
I was asleep. I had work the literal day of, so, like, nah. Ain't about to wake up at 4 and go to my 10 o'clock job and be groggy behind some wrestling because Triple H and Vince ain't finna feel in for me.
Mm-hmm. Like, but yeah, Jey Uso is going to France to face Damian for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah.
Good for Jey.
Yeah.
Proud of him. Over to Smackers. Are you ready? Now you do it.
Tonight's the night. You said
no.
Do it. You quite literally just said.
You did the wrong one. You do this on purpose. He's doing this on purpose.
I have no idea what he's talking about. I plead the fifth.
I bet you. I'm leaving it alone. All right. SmackDown. Cody Rhodes, first of all, open SmackDown feeling himself like
I'm the SmackDown champion, baby. Like Triple H called me to Raw to open Raw. That's cute for y'all. This belt came from this show. I'm walking down the ring strutting, baby. You'll think I'm Cody Rhodes by the time I'm down there.
Cody Rhodes in the D with this belt feeling himself.
You'll think my name Cody Rhodes, baby.
First half of that promo don't matter. That's just Cody Rhodes having a good time with the folks in the D. But the meat and potatoes of this promo is that he's thankful for The Rock. He's thankful for what The Rock gave him. He's thankful for what Roman did. But, you know, now he's here. SmackDown has champion. And now he's ready to fight. So I need number one contender. And here's how we're going to figure out how we're going to get that. There are going to be two triple threat matches. The winner of those triple threat matches will go one-on-one
next week. Not a 6-2-1.
They go one-on-one next week. And the winner gets to fight me. Also, when you cut backstage and the bloodline get here, I took their locker room. It's mine now. Champ. Like, y'all ain't got no locker room. Goddamn change from the people y'all beat up. Gone out there now. Gone now. Y'all ain't got it. Gone now.
Solo definitely got a locker room later on in the night. But, like, we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about it when we get to it.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Solo definitely went and got a locker room.
I'm saying, but we do start the night off with the first of the triple threats as LA Knight. Yeah. Takes on Santos Escobar and Bobby Lashley.
Mr. Lash.
Very good match. Obviously, when you got a faction, the numbers do kick in, though. So so even though this was just a backdrop for LA Knight winning, we also had to set the feud for the Pride versus Legado. Like, because, first of all, love beef having this punk kick because dropped Alexa Lopez like a bad habit.
Dropped her down.
But, yeah, that's our next faction warfare, apparently. Obviously, Legato still denying that they attacked Dragon Lee because they didn't. But, yeah, this match obviously had one winner, and his name is L.A. Knight. Won with the BFT on Santos Escobar. Hooray. L.A. Knight goes on to the number one contender match. Next, the original or whatever version this Bloodline 1.0 come out. Y'all understand why I say that in a minute. Bloodline 1.0 come out.
Bloodline 1 comes out. It's Solo and Paul, baby.
Solo, Paul, and Jimmy.
Bloodline 1 come out. It's Solo and Paul.
Say that they have to take accountability for what happened at WrestleMania. And Solo says that losing requires consequences. The consequences breed change. As I stare daggers into the loser known as Jimmy Uso.
I mean, it is quite bold, quite wild, quite egregious for Solo Sikoa.
Even though I lost every match I've had since John Cena, Jimmy Uso ain't won a match since we pinned Roman Reigns. Please keep that in mind.
I haven't won a match since y'all pinned Roman Reigns. Yes. You Solo haven't had action since that John Cena match.
Neither has Jimmy Uso.
I Solo out here getting assists.
Like this match with Jey Uso was Jimmy Uso's first match all year. You do remember that, right? Solo might be out here losing, but at least he's in the ring. Like, outside of the Royal Rumble, this was Jimmy Uso's first match.
This entire year. Solo ain't doing nothing. Like, I had one match and I lost. You had a few and still losing. You can't really call me a loser, baby. Like, them scales a little uneven, but I guess.
But I didn't call him a loser. I just looked at him. I called him a loser. Zachary, I called Jimmy Uso a loser.
But didn't call Solo a loser?
Solo Skull just said, I love you.
Like, but you didn't call Solo a loser.
Maybe, the whole bloodline, if you ain't Jey Uso, you a loser. Like, that's what the purpose of this promo was. Like, other than Jey Uso, everybody in the bloodline's a loser. And Solo said, we got to fix that. Which is why I hugged my brother Jimmy. And just let the debuting Tonga Loa, Tonga Loa. Like, Tonga Loa is not coming back here ever.
Ain't coming back, baby. Like, y'all got it. My name ain't Unico. Y'all got it.
Yeah, my name is not Unico or Camacho. We don't do that no more.
Y'all got it.
Tama Tonga, you know, just mobbed off on Jimmy. First of all, Triple H's newest Bullet Club member collected. Like, good for him.
I mean, okay. A little bit of segue. Like Triple H will he's obviously gone on record saying some things, doing some things, and all that good stuff. You can't really trash us or our work ethic when the people we got vastly outweighs the people you get. Like we over here with Okada, Takashi, with Okada, Takeshita, Mercedes Moné, Will Ospreay, and you have the debut of Tama Tonga.
Son of Haku.
So like, yeah, baby, like, okay. Like, yeah, y'all got the work ethic, but who working? Exactly. And that's exactly how this segment went. Crickets.
Like pretty much like, yeah, we stopped, like we squashed them like multiple spikes, like hip attack with a chair, but also went on Paul tried to call Roman Reigns. Solo broke Paul's phone.
But he still got the Rock phone, apparently, because, you know, he had two of them. Like, his right,
Paul Gates. That was the Bloodline phone.
He still got the Final Boss phone just at the ready, and he's going to call the Final Boss, and the Final Boss is going to align with Solo, and then, you know, here we are.
Speaking of here we are.
Ain't it bland?
With some new music, Bron Breakker makes his SmackDown Return debut against Cameron Grimes, someone who I forgot was signed, but was real excited for at the beginning of their career. We used to stack money to the moon. Like it was downhill ever since they took Josiah off my man theme song. Like it's whatever though. Bron Breakker beat Cameron Grimes in a minute 20 seconds.
And that's a bunch of time we're gonna spend talking about it.
And Logan Paul declares this the Logan
Paul. Is the Logan Paul Levesque era is the hardest line y'all are gonna hear all week. Outside of probably a Drake diss, but like it is the hardest line y'all gonna hear all week. This is the Logan Paul Levesque era, and he right because y'all signed me.
I'm gonna say Bayley comes out next to celebrate her WWE Women's Title win over Io Sky at WrestleMania, but is interrupted by the Center of the Universe, who is ready to stake her claim in the title picture. Who was then interrupted by Naomi, you know, one of the winners from the 6-woman tag team match of Mania. Like, hey, we talking about title matches? I can get that. So, you know, we finally get a properly timed Naomi versus Tiffany Stratton match.
And for as much time as it had, it ended with a jackknife.
Ended with a jackknife rope. Like, once again, baby, like, when it comes to these technical pins, like, sometimes it's not all about the showy finisher and woo-doo-woo. Sometimes I just got to out-wrestle you, cuz.
I'm sorry. I just don't believe jackknife is a pin, because, like, we've seen it kicked out of numerous times too much, and it's like, just laying on you for the three with your leg. Like,
if you float over on your jackknife and actually put all that weight on them shoulders, then yes. But with people who just like be doing that little half stack,
the half stack lay when my legs are quite, when all of me is quite literally flailing like a fish out of order, and the referee just goes 1, 2, 3.
But if I'm one of them people who got body weight over you and I can just, you know, get up on you real quick, like if I'm not dangling in the air while pinning you on this jackknife,
we'll be good.
But yes, Naomi rolled up Tiffany Stratton for the win. Naomi will face Bayley either. I want to say they're going to face each other in Backlash.
I hope not.
Like you don't want it to be the title match in Backlash in front.
No, I need a story match out of Bayley. Like it was a story for you to win. I need like
we're not doing story this close to her, but I need
something more than okay. I beat the girl that just beat me. Give me a title match. Like just something more, because like. Okay.
Next, 2/3 of the big three, Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair defeated Chelsea Green and Piper Niven. Like, I ain't gonna say took on. I'm gonna say exactly what I just said. Defeated Piper Niven
and Chelsea Green, baby. Like, you called it right.
Like, in the main event, like, I'm gonna keep it classy this week. In the main event, in the second of our number one contender qualifying matches, AJ Styles took on Rey Mysterio and Kevin Owens in the Yes match, because duh.
I mean,
like, AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, Rey Mysterio, what do you want? Like, whatever you want, we got it. We did it for you.
All three of them have done like, it in their respective forms and their respective and promotions.
In this match, like, what do y'all need to see out of these three men for a match? Okay, here you go. Like, basically, like, you need a 619 count into something stupid. Kevin Owens and Ray got you. You need Ring of Honor classicness. AJ and KO got you. You want to see some nice flippy stuff? AJ and Ray got you. Like, the match ended with a Swanton Bomb counter onto AJ's knees with Rey Mysterio trying to hit a Hurricane Rana from AJ on the top rope, AJ countering it into a Styles Clash on top of KO and immediately pinning Ray Ray. Like I said, the roll through on that Style Clash was perfect. That is how Style Clash should be hit. Love that. Mwah. AJ Styles wins the triple threat match. Now next week for the number one contendership, it will be running it back in a WrestleMania rematch, LA Knight and AJ Styles.
Yeah.
I should have said that backwards because, like, AJ Styles does not get the, he gets the they don't want none.
No, he gets new the, trash he gets music. The you don't want none. And that music is, that music is doo-doo water. Like, I'm saying here, I say it every time, that music is warm doo-doo water. But give me back the old one. Give me back.
We some Southern boys. But yeah, those were the Raw and SmackDowns after Mania. Like I said, we got the technical debuts of the NXT World Champions, and you know, Tama Tonga.
Mm-hmm. Ain't it bland?
Like was mad mid shows after Mania. Like
ain't it bland? Ain't it bland?
Like I said, I used to look forward to these shows, and like first of all, Raw with that 45-minute opener really put a damper on my stuff. Like, y'all can't spend 45 minutes not talking about absolutely nothing. So let's get into some Dynamite.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into some AEW as a whole. We're going to talk about Dynamite, Collision, and Battle of the Belts. Because they ran one of them this week. Because
they did that to us.
Battle of the Belts 10.
Because they did that.
So, Dynamite opened this week. It was supposed to open with a world title eliminator match between Dustin Rhodes, brother of the finished story, Cody Rhodes, going toe-to-toe with Samoa Joe, but during Samoa Joe's entrance, skirt, skirt, you know, just had to run off on Samoa Joe real quick.
Quite literally had to run off.
Just had to mob on Samoa Joe real quick. Like, Swerve had to get his lick back from the contract signing.
I mean, yeah.
Like, you busted me open, and yeah, it was cool signing me signing this contract in my blood, but, like, you still made me bleed, and then choked me out with my chain. Like, go through this table. What?
Honestly.
So with the doctors checking on him, we immediately jump into our TNT Championship match, Cope Open, as Adam Copeland, okay, a.k.a. FKA Edge.
There y'all go.
Took on Penta El Zero Miedo. That's who he was this year, this week.
You sure he wasn't Oscuro? Did he get buried in the middle of a match and like come back?
He wasn't Penta Oscuro. He wasn't Pentagon Jr. He wasn't Pentagon Black. He was Penta El Zero Miedo this week. And, you know, banging a little contest. Like, once again, like, it should always be Penta. Like, Pentagon should have held a single title a while ago, but it's whatever. Like, y'all don't Lucha Libre. Y'all don't Zero Miedo. But I also, once again, thank Edge for these Cope Opens because these matches do be going hard just for random weekly TV. Edge wins with the spear. Like, yay.
I mean, yeah.
The Young Bucks segment.
And it happened. And that's all the time we're going to take on it. That's it.
Our producer ain't going to let us slide with them, so we just going to... Yeah. They showed the footage, y'all.
They showed the footage.
They showed all-in footage. We firmly believe it was a stupid move.
And that's it.
Like, just straight up, it was dumb, yo. Like, we don't need to go no further than that. Tony Khan at that point is a crybaby. That's all I got. Like, that was mad crybaby stuff. Like, that was real side chick behavior. Like, and then trying to use it just to further the FTR and Young Bucks world title tag match.
Because that's Dynasty. Why they couldn't beat us. They was too worried about it.
I was like,
they
like
was using, too worried about Punk back there.
Like,
and Big Rig and FTR and Revolt and Revival. Like, and I'm doing this with my daughter and this little...
Like, know, I don't believe none of that. Like, this footage ain't had nothing to do with none of that. But go on. Like, I appreciate the Young Bucks taking that heat on the head. But nah, because this was the Tony Khan thing. Like... It didn't have to happen. They could have kept it to themselves. But, yeah, like, this was played in order to further the feud between FTR and the Bucks. We get FTR versus the Young Bucks 4 for the AEW World Tag Team titles at Dynasty. Okay. Hopefully this doesn't put a damper on that match until it does, because the crowd is going to chant CM Punk. Like, I'm like, okay. Just about to chant CM Punk to your whole tag team match, baby. Okay. Kazuchika Okada beat a jobber. Will Ospreay, like, the rest of this episode kind of makes me mad about AEW, because now none of this matters. Okada beat Cristiano Argento. Yeah.
Well, ain't no yell on that. We had a whole talk with you about this before you started this podcast. You're going to put respect on that man of Spanish descent.
It ain't got nothing to do with that. Who is Cristiano Argento right now?
Who are any of the jobbers that any of our big dudes fight? Who was anybody that Powerhouse Hobbs fought during that Book of Hobbs era?
That's why I just said, yeah, I said because notice what I said. I said Kazuchika Okada, then I said Cristiano Argento. What else we got to talk about?
Who else could Okada fight within reason?
Orange Cassidy. He here?
Orange Cassidy for what? He ain't got no belt. That's just a bum now. That's just a bum now, baby.
Will Ospreay cuts his response promo to Triple H. I'm not doing this with you. Will
Ospreay cuts his bum now, baby.
Will Ospreay cuts his response promo to Triple H, like, including a line that he wrote, like, you wouldn't have got to where you were if you weren't grinding on the boss's daughter. Ooh, talking about you, Stephanie. Tony Storm threw champagne on Thunder Rosa. And Mariah May took on Anna Jay after the Anna Jay lost. She tried to attack Miss Mariah May, put her in the Queen Slayer before Mina.
I mean, she definitely put it in, like, choking her out.
Before Mina Shirakawa came out and made the save, they shared some champagne and kissed. Like, good for them.
I mean, yeah. Stardom reunion, besties, BFF.
Once again, Sasha Banks is talking to Alex Abrahantes, but really didn't say nothing before the lights went out and she was attacked. Hook. Jericho and Katsuyori Shibata lost to Shane Taylor Promotions after Jericho wouldn't let Hook tag in Shibata after Shibata accidentally kicked Jericho in the match. Like, here's Jericho falling apart again. Oh, my God.
Falling apart like that hair.
And in the main event, Samoa Joe took on Dustin Rhodes in an AEW World Title Eliminator match. For whatever reason, like, the story of this match was Dustin Rhodes finally being able to win a world title. You should know my brother finished the story the other night, so like maybe I could try to finish one too.
Finish what story right now? What story have you started?
The story, Dustin Rhodes' entire story since wrestling was being a world champion, and has yet to accomplish.
I thought your story was your retirement tour this time around. You can't finish your retirement tour with a title. You're not staying. We just did that.
But yeah, like Dustin Rhodes is still yet to see a world title anywhere he has worked. So tell me why. If that's the story I'm working with, why would I try to use the world title as a weapon in front of the referee?
I mean,
like, I literally looked the referee dead in his face, then grabbed the world title like I'm finna hit Samoa Joe. Then when the referee ain't looking, just for Samoa Joe to hit me with said title and choke me out. Like, but yeah, Samoa Joe won the match, and then, you know, Swerve came out to get him Samoa. Because, like, bro, like, you got to see me. You got to see me. Like Dynasty is a week away, but you still got to see me, Samosa Joseph. Like, it ain't gonna die like that.
I mean, it did, but like, it's okay.
And so, like, yeah, like, pretty mixed bag with Dynamite.
Like, it was Dynamite. It happened.
Like, it's like something got lit. Like, now you gonna see what that explosion gonna be. Anyway. On AEW Collision, ahead of their trios match with the Blackpool Combat Club, the House of Black took on Top Flight and Action Andretti.
Because that was going to be a match for Top Flight and Action Andretti to put on a good show in, huh?
Like, they did pretty good. Like, we are, like, you can always do pretty good as long as you remember when Brody Lee is in the ring, kick him in the head. Like, especially if you're a high flyer person. If you're a high flyer person, you have kicks. Kick the big man in that beard. Like, big people got glass jaws because everything else is so solid. Like,
yeah, Brody jaw canonical glass. That beard too nice.
Nice. So yeah, after a fun little flipping fly exchange battle, it came down to the power of Brody King making the big difference.
Cerberus.
And with the finish being the Cerberus.
Like, and I said it before the podcast started. I said it here again. You're not a trios. You're not a six-man group if you don't got it. If you don't have a group finisher. And by group finisher, I do not mean all of your finishers in succession.
I don't mean triple powerbomb.
I don't mean a triple move of any sort, honestly. I don't mean three finishers in succession. And I don't mean triple powerbomb. I mean three of y'all doing a wrestling move as a unit that makes y'all a team. a la Cerberus.
And once again, like, that'll go same for the tag teams. But once again, like, any tag team finisher you have that where a rope can take your place, Magic Killer, I am good on it. Like,
yeah.
Like I said, any move where a rope can take your place is not a tag team finisher. Like, I can do it without you, like, then I can do it without you. In a one-on-one rematch from their loss on Dynamite, Katsuyori Shibata took on Lee Moriarty of Shane Taylor Promotions. And just and to say Katsuyori Shibata got his lick back is an understatement.
Lick got his lick in.
Like, first of all, once again, we keep telling y'all, and y'all keep listening, so I hope y'all are listening to these words. Cause, and then AEW's just been giving them to y'all so far this year. Katsuyori Shibata is one of the greatest wrestlers on television right now. And if you ain't watching these matches, you don't really care about this sport. I say it, if you're not in awe and like actually rooting for or against Katsuyori Shibata when he's in these matches, because he is the babyface, but sometimes he be doing stuff so calmly, I be getting mad at him. If you don't care about what Katsuyori Shibata is doing in this ring, you don't really like wrestling. I say it to your face. Like.
Yeah. Because, like, they call him the professional wrestler.
Like, you don't just become the professional wrestler. But, like, yep.
Katsuyori Shibata.
After beating Lee Moriarty with the P-est of PKs.
The K-est of PKs.
Like, boy, there was penalty. And the penalty was for beating me on Dynamite because Lee Moriarty got that win on Shibata in that tag team match that we mentioned earlier. So that was the penalty. So that kick had to bang. I told y'all before we saw that little kick, that clip, that kick was finna bang. And boy, how D. Gotta love it. Like, once again, 5 stars, Katsuyori Shibata.
Gonna go watch it again, honestly.
After the match, Shane Taylor attempted to attack, but we sent for Hook, who is facing Shane Taylor later in the night at Battle of the Belts. We will get to that after this collision rounded up because, like, it happened immediately afterwards. Dan Garcia took on Angelico. First of all, good seeing Angelico back in the ring. Like, for my Lucha Underground people, y'all know that we've been robbed. Like, of, like, I can't stand when somebody does so, like, that be that wrestling hype when someone does so good somewhere else that you wanted to happen everywhere, but then they just don't.
That's their fault. Stop picking us up and not using us, bro. Like,
bro, Angelico, like, my Lucha Underground people know.
That flight.
Like, bruh. And then he got so many. Give me Angelico versus Bryan Danielson. I want to see who's going to tap who out first.
Bryan Danielson. But it's okay. It is completely okay. Angelico is a great, great technical superstar.
Love him, man. But yeah, we currently right now still is on this Danny Garcia half push train, so. Daniel Garcia got the win with the Dragon Tamer.
You know I'm leading the way.
Tony Storm defeated AZM next in a Stardom showcase match on Collision, basically. Yeah. Like, cause ain't Tony also from Stardom?
Yeah, I think she didn't touch down in there a few times.
So yeah, like basically an little AEW Stardom match. And in the main event, Bryan Danielson and Claudio Castagnoli took on the Don Callis family's Powerhouse Hobbs and Ring of Honor World Television Champion Kyle Fletcher. Kyle Fletcher is still such an amazing wrestler. Ain't he like what, younger than us?
Yeah, Kyle like 24.
Crazy. Like, so you got a 24-year-old GOAT. You got Bryan Danielson and Claudio Castagnoli, pound for pound, strongest wrestler in the world. Like, can lift everybody up with these. Like, love him. And then Powerhouse. I'm so sick of this man being in factions. Cause they,
if he not sick of it, you ain't sick of it. Like, he keep doing
bro,
it,
bro. Powerhouse and Wardlow are just
floundering. Yes, absolutely, wholeheartedly. But it's okay.
It's not.
I mean, it's not. But like,
it's not. But it's what it is. But obviously, this was a warm up match for Claudio and Danielson again ahead of that aforementioned match against the House of Black. Claudio Castagnoli gets the win for the team by hitting Ring of Honor World Television Champion Kyle Fletcher with good old Gotch style neutralizer after he hit a Hurricane Runner off the announce table to the ring apron, first of all. Like, Claudio Castagnoli just does this wrestling stuff. Like, Cesaro should have been world champion 5 times over. Former Ring of Honor World Champion, so I guess, but nah.
Like, I mean, that's as close as we get.
Like, give him another one.
I mean, you want another Ring of Honor World title? Okay.
Ring of Honor, New Japan Strong, like, he can beat Swerve for all I care, because I definitely got Swerve going over at Dynasty.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we'll get into the Dynasty realm. We'll probably get to some Dynamite predictions next week, since next week is the go-home show.
We'll get into them next week.
But before we get out of here, we do have AEW Battle of the Belts 10, where we were given three championship-caliber matches, two championship matches, and one championship potential match. You know, like, that's how the eliminator thing works. But we start off with Hook defending his FTW title against Shane Taylor. And like I said, I just couldn't wait for Hook to throw one of them dead little suplex on Shane Taylor, because I knew Shane Taylor was going to jiggle, and he did. So
He did. It's a little round man right there.
But Shane Taylor's still a very underrated wrestler. It's time with Ring of Honor, so gets his time when he can. Like, I do enjoy when he show up sometimes. Like, when Keith Lee come back, I really hope they reform the original Shane Taylor promotion, because that's the only way he going to get some kind of just due.
That's it. This is the only way.
But, yes, Hook tapped him out to the Red Rum to retain his FTW World Championship. Next, Roderick Strong took on Rocky Romero in an international title eliminator match where if Rocky Romero won, he would just, you know, get a title match.
Yeah.
It was a very solid match, Rocky Romero showing why he is no slouch in MLW or in New Japan. Ain't he a champion currently in MLW?
Yes.
Like, what's their name of the cruiserweight? Yes,
he's either MLW or AAA or somewhere, but Rocky is a current champion.
Like, and I can see why, like, Rocky Romero is very entertaining watching the ring.
Hard-hitting wrestler.
And, you know, Roger Strong with these so many different backbreakers.
They call me the Messiah of the Backbreaker. As many holes as Daniel Bryan got, I got ways to put...
To break your back.
I got ways to put your back in a hurting.
I'm going to say Roger Strong getting the dub after Undisputed Kingdom Distraction and catching Rocky Romero off the top rope with a cunny. They had cacking like cunny.
The Kaniku Buster, but like...
After the match, Kyle O'Reilly came out to celebrate with Roderick, but also check on Rocky Romero, after which Wardlow immediately laid out Rocky. When Kyle asked what you were doing, Roger Strong knocked Kyle in the jaw.
Turned him around and caught him with another knee. Said, you chose the wrong side. You always have and always will.
So he'll turn on Kyle O'Reilly, even though I just got back. Y'all ain't my friends. Told you, like, Roger don't know what he want.
Yeah.
And in the main event, women's world champion of Ring of Honor, Athena, took on Red Velvet. Athena took most of this match. I'm not even going to hold you. Like, Red Velvet got, like, for every two moves Red Velvet got in, Athena came back with my five. Like, started clacking her. But not saying it was a bad showing for Red Velvet.
It was not.
Like, it absolutely was not. I love Red Velvet anytime she gets a ring time, because she's always getting better in the ring, and that's what you want for these performers. Like, but unfortunately, there wasn't a time I thought Red Velvet was going to win the match, especially with women's television champion Billy Stark lurking in the background. Like, MIT definitely stacked the deck against Red Velvet. Athena did get the victory after the O-face.
The O. One of the best finishes.
Good old Eclipse.
The Eclipse.
And after the match, MIT attempted to smash Red Velvet's head into both women's titles of Ring of Honor before the Queen Aminata came and made the save and laid them out with two devastating headbutts. I'm talking about Queen Aminata putting them things on it. Like, clackety clack. Like, in the show, standing tall. It looks like Queen Aminata wants another shot at the Ring of Honor Women's Television Champion. Obviously, she lost to Billy Starks in the finals to crown the inaugural champion. And this little cute little heel turn for Billy Stark. Like, it's not a heel turn, but you know, MIT. Because, like, I'm pretty
MIT
sure.
MIT is a heel. It's not a heel turn, because the heel turn failed when I just, you know, joined back up with Athena after nothing happened. After I didn't beat her. Like, after the build up of me getting the women's title ended and me not getting the women's title, just came back around and said, all right.
But now she's women's television champion. Like, oh my God, MIT runs the Ring of Honor women's division. Hooray. And that is this week in AEW and in WWE. We are a weekend away from Dynasty taking place Sunday, April 21st. Obviously, still more matches on the card have to come, but we know we have the women's title match between Toni Storm and Thunder Rosa. We have the tag title finals of the Bucks versus FTR. We got Swerve and Joe. We got Bryan Danielson and Will Ospreay. Obviously, we got the return of MJF. Or do we? Okay, so we got to return to MJF in Dynasty, but now I'm going to ask you this. Who's in Dynasty? Because it's looking like Hammerstone is signing with TNA.
Hammerstone is still signed with TNA around this time, but we still got kind of a working relationship. Like, it could still be Holiday. Like, Holiday's status is still up in the air. Hammerstone is, you know, over here just doing his Impact thing. But, like, with Impact doing their stuff, recording the way they do, like, even if I am signed, like, I can still probably, you know, get this stuff out and, you know, all this stuff still just run concurrent as it's supposed to, because don't forget we saw Trinity after we saw Naomi at the Royal Rumble.
So Trinity and Naomi on two different programs in the same week.
Same week we saw Trinity and Naomi.
We'll just have to see how it go. But yes, that is this week in wrestling. We ain't gonna keep you guys too much longer now that we done gone over the meat and the potatoes. Quan, you got any important words for the people?
CEO, still to this day. Like, those are the part of like,
okay, like, that, like, now it's time to do something now. Like, I'm not finna wait for Double Nothing for your... I'm not waiting till Double Nothing for your first match, baby. You done been here a month now.
Cool, I got attacked. Oh, my God, we're gonna build on that.
You done been here a month now, shawty.
I got attacked, and we're gonna build on that.
Like, if you weren't gonna wrestle, you should've postponed your debut. You get a 3-week grace period, then William Ospreay get in that ring and give me 5 stars, like... You got 3 weeks to run your mouth, but then, like, you, like, beat Abaddon or something. Like, come on. But, what were your closing words?
That was about it. Just CEO. Like, closing words, always CEO. CEO.
Forever and always. Hit me on the ring.
Forever and always. Yeah, I'm sorry y'all had to hear that, but my closing words were forever and always be CEO. And justice for Giovanni Vinci. I will say it until I can't say it no more.
Give me back Toxic Attraction.
Also, give me back Toxic Attraction.
Yeah, like on that note, like I'm just wanting back so bad. For the Quan Deniable One, I am SWS ZJ Pierce. Nerds for Life, Toxic Attraction.
Yeah.